thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, how disappointing is it to know that if you took care of your own business, you had a chance to make it to the playoffs?
It's disappointing. Obviously, we made too many mistakes in that first quarter and all three phases to give ourselves a chance, and couldn't get anything going in the second half. It's disappointing.
Robert, you allowed scores in the first three defensive series. What did they do that caught you off guard?
Nothing. You know, it's the explosive run to start the game, lack of gap control. And then poor eye discipline within the pass game. Got a couple of, so there's three explosive plays in that in the first two series that allowed them to generate the points that they did.
Your offense, Robert, doesn't score for the second straight week. What do you see right now?
You know, I thought our run game started out pretty good. I hit a wall, but you know, it's all 11 got to work together, and it's we're just not getting the precision that you need to be able to play with in this league. If you generate an explosive, we're not finishing drives. There's a lot of things that we can look at.
What did you see from Mike
White?
Yeah.
I thought he started good. I think in the second half, the ball is getting away from him a little bit. Just not as accurate as he normally is, but thought he battled. He battled, but obviously wasn't good enough.
Robert, what's the emotion? I mean, from 7-4 to this?
It's disappointing because I know we, the 5-game losing streak, and I know we battled in a bunch of games. This one's just, this one we could have been a lot better. But especially these last two games, it's just feel like we're a better football team than this. Obviously, it starts with me, but. Yeah.
How do you come out like that with so much to play for just not two of your worst performances?
That's a good question. I got to look at everything, all the way from top down, starting with me, obviously, with this whole second half of the season. Is there something that we could have done differently from a practice schedule standpoint? Anything, just to kickstart it, and we made some changes with this travel schedule to come out a day earlier, just to get ourselves acclimated. But there's a lot of things that I can look at individually for myself.
What do you say to the fans, who at 7-4 thinking this is the year that this long playoff drought is finally over, and here you are, you're eliminated today?
I promise you, no one's hurting more than the people in the locker room, especially me. But at the same time, it's I know it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but there's still a lot of really cool things to look at from this season. But right now, it stings big time right now.
How do you get this team to finish strong and motivated to try to be a Miami team?
We're professional football players. There's a lot of pride in that locker room, and anytime you step on the field and you put your tape out there, you better show up and show up well. So I'm not worried about that group. We got a bunch of guys who love this game, and they'll show up.
Ultimately, when the offense plays the way it has for the last several games, it's hard to win. How much harder does it make to win a game like that, and how can you fix that, or going into the offseason, how can you fix that for next year? Because it's just that's what makes it hard to kind of see.
No, for sure.
Right now.
Yeah, you guys score points. Whether we had injuries, we can list a million excuses, but it doesn't mean we didn't get better as the year went on in that regard. And so there's a lot of things to look at. Obviously, and the things to look at start with me, and I'm not kidding, but we're just saying it just to say it anyway. So, but there's a lot of things to look at.
Robert, with the struggler, obviously he only had a few plays on special teams. What was the thought on him potentially?
We liked the package that we had last week and thought if we can get a couple of opportunities, we just never had, they never presented itself.
He got off to a good start running. What happened after that?
They did a good job, called a couple of run pressures to create some TFLs and put us in some negative plus yardage situations. And then you get to the fourth quarter, we're down a couple scores, and we try and play catch up.
Robert, you said they didn't really do anything that surprised you at the beginning of the game, but how shocking was it
team defense getting, you know, giving up those explosive.
It wasn't necessarily shocking. It was disappointing because there were things that we do in our sleep, and just base fundamental football.
You guys have struggled against the run since the bye week, and it seems like there are times, perhaps because you have smaller defensive tackles, they get pushed around, like on the first play of the game. Do you guys need to get bigger defensive tackle?
I don't know about that one. I think... you know, I try to go from an efficiency standpoint. They had the big run to start the game, was a 60-yarder. And then from there, they had 70 yards the rest of the game on 30 carries or whatever it was. So I don't look at it like, yeah, they moved us and they got some yards. We just couldn't create any negative yardage in the run game. But I don't know if the run game killed us today as much as just those three busts that we had in the first half or in that first quarter, the first run. Basic zone scheme, tackle it for a 3-yard gain, and then the explosives in the pass game, just losing coverage, poor with your eyes.
A couple more about what happened with Herbig?
Herbig, he's been dealing with a lot of stuff, and I'm not going to get into the details of his injuries, but he just couldn't go.
He popped up on the injury report Friday. Was it something practiced this week?
Yeah, he's been fighting his tail off, and just it's like the straw that broke the camel's back for him. So hopefully we can get him back next week.
How are you? Talk about the light at the end of the tunnel, I guess. What makes you believe that you can get to that light at the end of the tunnel? Do you think you have the pieces in place to do that here?
I do. We have a tremendous young core. I do believe that. And you know, I don't. I look at the first half of our season, and you know, we're fully healthy going into the bye week. We're 6-3, and everything was looking up. And you know, one thing leads to another, and you're just, you know, you lose a couple of really tight games, and these last two games, it just hasn't been anywhere near playoff caliber football for us. But you know, you lose to a Minnesota team in the last second, you lose to a Buffalo team in the last second, you lose to the Lions in the last second, and so I know we're close, but I know it stings right now. It stings, but I know we've made a lot of headway over the last 2 years, and we'll continue to do so.
This Seahawks defense has not been playing great, but today they were like the 85 Bears out there, to use that reference. Why were they able to jump so many routes? They seem to know a lot of your tendencies today.
No, that's a good question. I do think they played Kansas City really well last week. They've been getting better. But yeah, there was no reason why we shouldn't have been able to move the ball on them.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.